Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. With post-Christmas sniffles sticking around, what do you think about this one?
Hi, Naked Scientists. My name's Sarah and I live in Tasmania, Australia. I'd like to know, is it true that if you have a chest or a head cold and the mucus turns yellow or green, this is a sign of a bacterial infection and requires antibiotics?
So, can you detect the stage and severity of your cold by the colour of your snot? Over to Dr. Este Torek, consultant in infectious diseases at Cambridge University. First up, Este, what exactly is snot?
Mucus is something that everybody has. It's produced by the goblet cells in the epithelial tissues which line the mouth, the nose, the sinuses, the throat, the lungs, and the intestinal tract. It acts as a protective blanket over these surfaces and prevents the tissues underneath from drying out. Mucus acts as part of the body's defence system by trapping unwanted substances like bacteria and dust before they get into the body. It also contains antibodies that recognise invaders like bacteria and viruses, and enzymes that kill the invaders that it traps, and a protein called mucin. Even when you're healthy, your body churns out 1 to 1.5 litres of mucus per day, and most of this trickles down your throat so you don't even notice it.
In which case, can the colour of your snot signify whether you have a bacterial infection?
If you look at your mucus normally, it's sort of quite clear, but at times it can be yellow or green or even red or brown. When you get an infection, and that can be bacterial or viral, the bugs damage the epithelial cells lining your nose and throat and can cause inflammation, and your body responds by sending white blood cells called neutrophils to fight the infection. And these neutrophils produce enzymes called myeloperoxidase enzymes that release oxygen and free radicals to kill the bugs or the viruses. And these enzymes contain iron, and the iron is what gives the mucus a green colour. So the neutrophils can die during the process of killing the infection, and the green mucus therefore doesn't mean that it's necessarily a bacterial infection, it may be a viral infection.
So green snot can signify active immune cells giving off iron to help fight either a viral or bacterial infection. It doesn't necessarily mean you need antibiotics, though. Thanks to Este and also to Sarah for getting in touch with the question. Do you pick your nose with your left hand, or are you a right-handed picker? And what does this mean anyway? Our next question is in from Ray.
Why are people either right-handed or left-handed? What possible benefit does that have over being ambidextrous? I find I'm right-handed, right-footed, and even right-eyed. When I wore a single muff headset on my job, though, I preferred it on my left ear and not my right. So that's a bit of a question. Oh, and do animals also display handedness?
So, left or right-handed? Are other animals like this? And does it scramble your brain if you mix your left or right feet, arms and ears up? What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.